Hey, greetings, everybody. It's Brother Tupos with Sister Amen. Sister Amen. We arrived safely at our new destination.
We did. I'm really thankful for that because we had to drive through a big, busy city.
Yeah, amen, amen. Hope you're all doing well. We want to bring you our edification audio before we jump online with some saints, and we're going to do a gathering and do some studies. First of all, we're going to talk about, in a minute, caught in Satan's snare. Let me read one verse. 1 Timothy 3:7. Moreover, we must have a good report of them which are without, lest he fall into reproach and the snare of the devil. Yeah, the snare of the devil. Snare is a trap. We'll talk about that. We'll get back to that in a minute. So we travel to a new town. We're on our way to a preach for this weekend. Busy, busy highway.
Yeah, it was.
Florida's got over 20 million people. When you go by their big cities, you know why they got millions of people here.
Yeah.
And but we made it safe. We stopped at some rest stops along the way. The gospel went out. We kind of had a little caravan going of us van dwellers, so that was kind of interesting. And when we got here, we all kind of split up because we had things to do. Sister Amen and I walked a mall, and there weren't many people there.
No, not really at all.
But some gospel cards went out.
Oh, yeah.
And any thoughts about our day, Sister Amen, before we get to the snare of the devil?
Just thankful that everything has gone along well, and the Lord watches out for his people, ready to give an answer, and always being flexible. There's always something to do in the ministry.
Yeah, it's one thing, in van life, I guess I got to think about it. When I used to drive from work to home, did I take it for granted getting home? Probably because the trip was so short, it was like, no big deal. When you're in van life, you generally have an hour, two, 3 hours to get places, and it's like a journey. And it's a long journey. You get broke down on the highway, it's an issue. And you got nowhere to go.
Yeah, it's not like you can just go, okay, give me a cab, I'm going to go home and don't take my car and go fix it.
So we're very thankful every time we get somewhere. So that increases thankfulness in us.
It
so
does.
That's a good thing. So back to the snare of the devil that we want to talk about today. So I read that first verse. Let me read two more, and then we're going to talk about some snares of the devil in the culture. Sister Amen and I went over them, and she's going to read some for us. Let's see. 1 Timothy 6:9. But they that will be rich fall into temptation and a snare. That's like a trap. And many foolish and hurtful lusts, which drown men in destruction and perdition. You don't hear that word very often, perdition.
No.
Satan is called the man of perdition, the Antichrist. And then 2 Timothy 2:26, probably our core verse. And they, that they may recover themselves out of the snare of the devil, who are taken captive by him at his will. That's what we try to do when we go and preach the gospel.
Right.
We try to go in the streets and call people out of the snare of the devil, which is this culture, and I'll give you a verse for that at the end.
Oh, yeah.
Are you caught up in the snare of the devil? We used to be.
Used to be, oh yeah.
We're not any better, but we are different and changed today. So we're going to talk about, just walking through this mall, we're just looking around. We weren't looking for lascivious reasons. We were looking to learn and bring you some edification. So Sister Amen, what did we see today in the mall that reminded us of the snare of the devil and some scripture verses that we went over about it?
All kinds of things that's pleasing to the flesh, like, and I'm thinking about fast things.
Yep.
You know, you got fast food, you got same day pickup.
Oh, yeah.
So you could have second day delivery.
Hurry, hurry, hurry.
Oh, yeah, I know. It's like, get in here and you can have it right away.
Wait, it reminds me, if the culture causes people to be anxious.
Oh, I know.
Jesus says, don't be anxious.
Yeah, like you say, people stand at the microwave tapping their foot going, come on, come on, for a 1 minute meal.
Yeah,
you know?
Exactly.
Yeah, it just causes that. Romans 12:2, and be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God.
Yeah, so the way the world is doing business today is not the will of God. We saints have to look at the world, and whatever is not good, pure, true, worthy, noble, Philippians 4:8, we have to do the opposite so that we stay in God, in the Father's will.
Amen, right, yeah.
What's another one, Sister Amen?
Snare
of the devil.
Here's a big one for malls.
Malls, okay. By the way, we're older. We grew up as kids, pagans, walking around malls. Today, malls are pretty rare. They're dying.
Yeah.
But it is still an active thing in some towns, and so that we walk through that today.
Yeah, here's a big one. Beauty.
Beauty.
Like perfume, jewelry, spas, and
fashion.
Good point.
Yep.
Yeah. I was thinking there's nothing new under the sun, and I wanted to read Isaiah 3:16-24. See if this fits for today, too. Moreover, the Lord saith, because the daughters of Zion are haughty and walk with stretched forth necks and wanton eyes, walking and mincing as they go, making a tinkling with their feet. Therefore, the Lord will smite with a scab the crown of the head of the daughters of Zion, and the Lord will discover their secret parts. In that day the Lord will take away the bravery of their tinkling ornaments about their feet, and their calls, and their round tires like the moon, the chains, the bracelets, the mufflers, the bonnets, the ornaments of the legs, and the headbands, and the tablets, and the earrings, the rings, the nose jewels, the changeable suits of apparel, the mantles, and the wimples, the crisping pins, the glasses, and the fine linen, and the hoods, and the veils. That's a lot.
They sound like they live in today's culture.
Oh, I know. And it shall come to pass that instead of sweet smell, there should be stink, and instead of a girdle, a rent, and instead of well-set hair, baldness, and instead of a stomacher, a girding of sackcloth, and a burning.
Ouch.
Instead of beauty.
You know what that reminds me of? We were street preaching at an art fair. No, what was it? Was it an art fair? Can't remember which one. Anyway, a grandma about 85 years old walked by. She must have had 30 studs in her ear.
And there was like a 70-some-year-old woman with one of those...
Nose rings.
One of those hog snout
hog
rings.
Hog nose snout rings. And yeah. Yeah, that's crazy. What else we got, Sister Amma? It's the snare of the devil.
One? Buy now, pay later.
Oh, yeah, the snare of debt.
The debt, yeah. Romans 3:18. Owe no man anything but to love one another, for he that loveth another hath fulfilled the law.
Amen.
Yeah, we don't want to put ourselves underneath somebody else in debt and the burden of it.
No, absolutely not.
Especially for whatever's in the mall. I didn't see anything in there that you really should be putting yourself in debt for.
Jewelry. Diamond rings.
Yeah, that's what they do.
I saw it.
No credit needed.
I never seen so many jewelry stores today. I walked through this mall and it was like they're all empty. You know, nobody in them. But I must have saw 10 jewelry stores.
Yeah,
I don't know who's buying all that stuff. Maybe it's internet. I don't know. What's another snare of the devil?
Another one is news.
News. TVs, yeah. Broadcasting all over.
Yeah. Yeah, it just causes a lot of despair, and they talk about a lot of lies.
Yep.
Revelation 21:27. And there shall no wise enter into it anything that defileth, neither whatsoever worketh abomination, or maketh a lie, but they which are written in the Lamb's book of life.
Yeah, another one I'll add in there is 1 Corinthians 14:33. God's not the author of confusion. The news, the media, the TV is confusing, causes distress.
And distraction.
Satan's snare.
And yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, people,
what's another one?
People follow it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
They're addicted to it.
Yeah,
I used to be. Before the Lord got a hold of my heart, I used to be addicted to it.
Well, praise God you've been set
free. Amen, amen.
Yeah. And here's another one. Things are like all customized just for you. You can have it your way.
Oh, yeah.
You know, everything you want. James 4:15. For that you ought to say, if the Lord will, we shall live to do this or that.
Yeah.
He's pretty much in charge of it all. You don't need to be customizing things for yourself. We're supposed to be doing what he says.
Yeah, amen.
And having his will.
Yeah, amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
Which kind of leads into self-focus. I was thinking about that. You know, they got people doing selfies and all these
photo psychology,
booths,
everything's on me. I feel good about myself. And
yeah, it's
look at me, me, me. Selfies and photo booths. And
yeah, did you see that photo booth in there? Yeah. John 3:30, he must increase, but I must decrease.
Yeah, one of my favorite verses. We have to decrease so Christ can increase in us.
Yeah, there's a whole bunch more scriptures we could be using for these. We just picked one.
Oh, yeah.
And here's another one. We're in, or just outside, we just passed through the home of Follow Your Heart.
Oh, yeah, Disney. Follow your heart, they tell you, but the Bible says...
Yeah, Jeremiah 17:9. The heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it?
Yeah, we don't
follow Christ.
We don't follow our heart. We follow Christ and the Spirit.
Yeah, right.
We need a new heart to get out of the snare of the devil.
I love that,
yeah.
And I just had another one. I mean, there'd be a whole bunch more, but music.
Oh, yeah.
There's always music.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I forgot. I ignore it, but they were blasting it in there.
Yeah, Romans 8:8. So they that are in the flesh cannot please God. We know music is all about the flesh.
Oh, yeah.
It's like a flesh drug.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would throw one in there. Ephesians 5, redeem the time. People just walk aimlessly. We went in there to hand out gospel cards. You see people walking around like zombies. They're just looking around. They got nothing better to do in their life, I guess. Just walking, looking. I guess I used to do that, too. I had nothing better to do in my life, and it's like, wow, here's a better purpose for your life.
I love having a purpose.
Yeah, you have an eternal purpose, yeah. Mm-hmm. So I guess those would be some that we would share with you. There's a whole bunch more, but make sure that you're not caught in Satan's snare. Go read 2 Corinthians 4:4. 2 Corinthians 4:4 tells us Satan is the god of this world, the culture. Malls are definitely his culture. So is fashion and media and TV and sports and entertainment and churchianity. Anything outside of God's kingdom, which is in his people and in his word, anything outside of that is Satan's kingdom. And Christ is coming to destroy it all.
Right.
2 Thessalonians, go read that. And so I hope you're not caught up in it. How do you get out of it? Repent and obey the gospel. The shed blood of Jesus Christ, repentance, his resurrection, repentance to him. Be born from above by the Spirit of God that changes your desires. Walk in holiness and obedience, not in them all. No. Wasting your time in sin and flesh, and endure to the end. That's how you come out of the snare of the devil. That's why we travel, and that's why we preach it all over.
Amen.
Sister Amon, do you have a last scripture verse for us?
I do. This kind of goes right with it. Romans 8, 6, and 7. For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Because a carnal mind is enmity against God, for it is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be.
Yeah, and that's a good one. That's what this culture and malls and everything does, is it feeds the carnal man.
Mm-hmm.
Yet, in order to have eternal life, you got to want and be willing to seek righteousness and feed the spirit man.
Right.
Ponder all that. We hope that edified you and blessed you. Also, check out, we got an interesting travel video up at the top of the edification page. And also, go to the Ecclesia gathering area. We're probably going to have 5-6 good new audios in there to edify you and bless you from our work today in ministry. And then, Sister Amon, tomorrow, Lord willing, we headed out again?
Amen, we are.
We got to head further down the road. We're on the other side of the state now and going to another event and looking forward to whatever the Lord has for us. The brothers pulled up in a Cracker Barrel, and one of the other brother was witnessing to a guy in a fishing boat. So the gospel's going out all over the place.
Amen.
All right, we're going to leave it right there. Love you all. Test all things, lest you be caught up in the snare of your flesh and the devil.
Ooh.
Check out doperish.com. It'll help you come out using God's word.
Mm-hmm.
Love y'all.
May God be praised.